This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Viewing us past 4 p.m. Matt Pauly joins us. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
I got to tell you guys, so as you know, I've always been a sports guy, always been a Cardinals fan, but very casual. When I came to KMOX, I invested in the team, invested my time and my passion and energies. And this is the first year that I really get it about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Watching the playoffs, feeling the magic, and now understanding why it's so very, very important, beyond even the obvious reasons of success, why a team strives to make the playoffs.
It's been so good this year. I was actually talking about this on Sports Open Line last night, because last year the Cardinals were so terrible and it was unexpected. And I can't tell you how many people I heard from in the playoffs last year, Cardinals fans, who were just like, I can't even watch the playoffs this year. I'm not hearing that from as many people this year. I'm really not hearing that much at all. It was a different kind of Cardinals season this past year. I don't think people had that same just absolute can't even watch baseball feeling. And that's good, because what we're seeing right now is pretty darn incredible.
You know, it's crazy to us because think about how this feels right now. Like, you know, I saw Paul Goldschmidt talked about this with Derek Gould about how, you know, like how disappointing it is to not have this, to not be there. We've talked about how used to it we've been. Even for the Cardinals now, they have made the playoffs in four of the last nine seasons, which for most franchises is a pretty good run. But then when you look at what happened from 1999, essentially, all the way up until about 2014, 2015, I mean, it wasn't just that. It was something like 12 or 13 out of 15 years. This was normal. Like, Cardinal being at Busch Stadium and these atmospheres that we're seeing in New York and Kansas City and San Diego and L.A. and Detroit and Cleveland, that was here every year during that stretch.
Yeah,
man, do I miss that kind of vibe? Because even last year, it didn't really have that vibe.
Yeah, you know, I was watching those Milwaukee
or
playoff
ago,
games,
I mean.
Watching the Milwaukee playoff games against the Mets, and I covered a lot of Brewers playoff games when I was working there. And obviously, growing up in St. Louis, I went to playoff game after playoff game after playoff game. But my most recent time, other than the Cardinals, two games against the Phillies, but you know, the most playoff games I've seen in the last 10 years were in Milwaukee, and I heard that noise.
Yeah,
and there's a different sound that goes along with like the stadium atmosphere in playoff baseball. And I do miss that, and I can't wait for it to be back in St. Louis, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, these playoffs have been great, but I think this year has been great, but I think this is kind of the norm right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we have is, you know, I know that there are older school fans or maybe more, this is not meant to be an insult, but it's going to sound like one. But people that are a little bit more elitist about it, they only want to see the best of the best get to the World Series or whatever. That's great, but that's not better for the game, and it's not more entertaining, right? People don't like necessarily that you're not going to see the very best teams in there, but those very best teams have the same opportunity as the teams that are beating them. You know, the Phillies didn't have a lesser opportunity than the Mets to move on to the National League Championship Series, even though the Phillies were a preseason favorite and the better team. I think the overall product is better because it is harder now. It's harder to win the World Series right now than it has ever been.
Hmm.
It's harder. It's more random. I've actually been thinking about this a lot over the last day or so. So the way things are set up right now, where if you play in that wild card series, you're playing a team that hasn't played for a few days. So those first two games, if you can split one of those first two games, which there's a very good chance that you can do that because probably your opponent's a little bit rusty going in, all of a sudden you go to game three, you're coming back home, and you're coming back to the start of the top of your rotation where your opponent has already run out their top two starters. And so you're back at home with the top of your rotation. In some ways, there is an advantage for these teams that are playing in the wild card series.
Except that they're not as good a team. You know, I mean, that's the other part, is the other team that had the time off is the better team. That's why they had the time off. I think it's a fascinating thing.
It's the equation to steal the series, though, with what I just said, and it's happening.
No, it is. But, I mean, at the same time, you have to beat their ace or their number two starter. I mean, it's not, you know, yes, that's the way it works, but I wouldn't say that it's a strategy or an advantage. I mean, you still have to beat their two best, one of their two best starters to get by.
At the moment, though, where 5 days and you have, there is, it's, again, they're the better team, but you have a better chance going in than you would have if you've been playing the exact same number of games going in.
So let's face it, reality with the Cardinals, it seems to me as a non-expert, that we really could be anywhere from a losing team to a playoff team. It's a pretty big span because we don't know exactly what they're going to do. If you're the Cardinals, do you temper expectations or do you go in with the whole typical, we're going to the playoffs and here comes Sonny Gray and blah, blah, blah?
I think they got to say something. That's the most frustrating part of my job right now is I don't know what the expectation should be for next season. I don't know if internally the Cardinals are really going to go down a route where they're really selling off and they're going to try to trade away Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras and Nolan Arenado, or if it is just simply what we've talked about, that guys like Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn won't be around and you're replacing those players with minor league guys. Matt Carpenter's not going to be around, so another guy who comes up from the minor league system. We have to figure out what their route of lowering payroll is, and then expectations need to be set. So it's a great question, Dave, and it's a question that I really hope at some point in time the Cardinals do kind of set the expectations, because I have a really hard time answering it.
Yeah, I think you set the expectations closer to spring training based on what you end up doing, right? Because what we don't know is, if you and I, we've talked about this before off the air, Matt, I think, but if I'm the team, I don't need to move Sonny Gray or Arenado or Contreras. You're fine. With the money that's naturally coming off the books, you're saving every dime that you need to save. You don't need to save more than $60 or $70 million, and that's what's coming off the books. Maybe you look at trading Ryan Helsley because it's the last year of a deal and you're going into this mode, but you have to find out from them what they want. If Sonny Gray doesn't want to be here because you're going through a retool and he signed up to be on a contender, well, then, okay, now I'm going to talk about it. So if I'm the team, I don't know that I even know exactly. Because if I take what I have under contract right now and I come into next spring training with that and a couple of minor little things here and there, I would be saying simply, we're going to try to make the playoffs. That's our goal. And if the season goes right, we will make those efforts in the deadline to do it. But obviously, you're not going to be looking at it that way if you trade Sonny and or Wilson or Nolan or something, because they don't want to be a part of a reset.
And I hope that expectation is overtly said at some point in time.
Yeah.
So, Matt, let me ask you what I asked Wheels a couple of segments ago. I'm assuming if you're the commissioner of baseball, your pick for the series is New York Dodgers. What's your heart pick? You, Matt Pauly, what would you hope for at this point?
Oh, that's a great question. So the team that I'm kind of rolling with right now, I've really enjoyed watching them play, is the Mets. I think they've got a ton of personality. They've got some big moments. There's the stupid thing that every team that has ever knocked the Brewers out of the playoffs has always gone to the World Series.
That's
it has
great.
Never not happened. So I like streaks like that continuing on. So on the National League side of things, definitely we'll go with the Mets. That's the team that I'm kind of pulling for right now. From an American League standpoint, I'd love to see the Royals get there. I don't think that's going to end up happening. I don't know. I don't really want a Subway Series again. Yankees Mets doesn't do it for me. So you know, I'll be Team Kevin here. Let's go with a Tigers Mets World Series.
That would be great.
It would be fun, and I think that's part of what I was getting at with, you know, I was doing some stuff, just baseball Twitter stuff earlier, and somebody was a Cardinals fan, said something along, the Cardinals seem like they're so far away. I'm like, well, the Royals lost 100 games last year. They didn't go up to a $200 million payroll. Yeah, they added, but they didn't change. They were still below the Cardinals in payroll, right? What they did was something you can do. The Tigers stunk last year, and you can do what they did. You know, the Mets stunk last year and cut back payroll and still got better. They traded away star guys like Max Scherzer, and they got rid of contracts, and ate money to get rid of contracts, and they come back the next year and they're better than they were the year before. So I think that that stuff makes it compelling. You're not that far from being able to be that. But we all know, though, that the TV people would love the Judge Ohtani showdown. Because not only is it Yankees-Mets, but you probably have the two most recognizable baseball players on the planet now in your big stage.
Yeah.
Which, thinking about it worldwide, which one's the better outcome for the league?
Pretty clear.
I mean, if you want the attention overseas and you want the attention everywhere here, not to mention number one and number two television markets in the country, they would definitely want that.
Matt, talk to me a little bit about Mizzou football this week.
Yeah, they've got a non-league game. They're going to match up against UMass. At some point in time, the SEC is going to change it where they play one more league game each year, and you don't have these random games in the middle of the season against a not very good team. So, but for Missouri, it's actually not the worst thing in the world because they have not played especially well in their last three games, and they're coming off just getting destroyed by Texas A&M. So they can go have some success, hopefully, against a not very good UMass team, but they go on the road to do it. And, yeah, but I don't like I really hope the SEC adds a conference game, one more conference game sooner than later, so we stop having these PUD games in the middle of the season.
How about the great weekend, though? You've got Texas, Oklahoma. Texas is number one. Oklahoma's 18, and that's, you know, they used to call it the Red River Shootout. They don't call it that anymore, but I still do. But it's great. One of the great rivalries in the sport. You've got number two against number three, Ohio State and Oregon this weekend. Florida, Tennessee is a big thing. Ole Miss and LSU is number 9 and number 12. This sets up to be a good weekend. Like, there are a lot of good games.
Yeah.
Penn State,
really,
USC, really all this kind of stuff. So it's, you know, it's not a good weekend for Mizzou. It's like matchup wise, it's a crappy game that you should win by 40 points.
Yeah.
But the rest of the weekend looks awesome.
Maybe our buddy Rammer's listening out there. He's a big DGS guy. Am I the only one really excited about SLU basketball this year?
No, I don't think you
are.
I think it's going to be a thing this year.
Yeah, me too.
You got the new coach with Josh Schertz. You've got Larry Blurd. What are they calling him, Matt? They gave him, he's got a slewish nickname now, Robbie Avila. I forget what it was, but it's, whatever it is, it's amazing. But whether you want to call him Larry Blurd or what was the other one?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. He's a good player too. Forgetting all the, you know, the nicknames and all that, he's really good. And they've added some good players to
it's
some
like
of the guys on the
team, right?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
All right, buddy. Have a great show tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you embarrassed to talk about your coffee today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I think it's a good story.
So I went to a coffee place downtown, and I know this place is expensive. I knew going in, my matcha latte is going to be like $10. I think I've talked about it on the show before. But the barista was, the girl who rang me up, was very sweet. And she was like, oh, it's going to be $10.25. I'm so sorry. I get so nervous telling people that. Like, she realized it was ridiculous. And I'm like, it's okay. I've been here before. I know it's going to be this cost. But it was like, you know, 12, I tipped like $2. So it was $12 for my matcha latte. And then I didn't even like it. So maybe I should be a little embarrassed that I dropped
coffee.
That.
One thing I always like about my Diet Mountain Dew, I always like it.
Yeah. It's mixed the same every time.
Does price of item affect the way that you guys tip? Like, and what I mean by that is not like, will you tip more for a more expensive meal? What I mean by that is if you are expecting a coffee that you think will cost between $4 and $6 and it costs twice that much, are you like, you know, I would have tipped you like $5, but now I'm going to tip you like $1 because.
I'm not, but I understand why people would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get that. Which I think is fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people probably would expect, I mean, unless you're like an everyday Starbucks person and you know it and you get it and you can, you know, basically go work there part time with no training. Like, you probably think a nice coffee is $4 or $5.
Yeah, I specifically mean like unexpected. Like you don't know how much it's going to cost, but you're like, there's no way it would cost like $10, and then it's $10.
That could just be
quite the shock.
Yeah, I knew going in today that it was going to be that cost, and I was kind of like celebrating a little bit, and I wanted some caffeine, so it was fine. But there are people who pay that every single day. It's like that really—that's $300 in a month if you're getting a matcha latte for $10 every day.
In the grand scheme of things, it makes you really, really happy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no judgment. It's just that's a lot of money to spend.
What's the closest thing you have to that? Something you know you're paying too much for, but damn it, you love it.
He's too smart.
I hate him. No. There's got to be something. It's probably something to do with video games.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.